With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Vice President J.D. Vance and his wife will be visiting an American military base in Greenland. BBC correspondent Katya Adler says that the abbreviated trip focuses on international defense.
If Russia, for example, were to send missiles towards the United States, the shortest route is via the Arctic. So he's thinking about possible missiles from Russia. And Greenland and the wider Arctic are seen as key, therefore, in U.S. defense. I mean, it was seen the same way during the Cold War. But it's also important for Russia in terms of defense. And it's been building up its Arctic military capabilities. So has China. They've been conducting joint exercises there.
In response to President Trump's attention on Greenland, Russia's Vladimir Putin issued a statement yesterday warning that Russia plans to strengthen its military presence in the region. Also at SRNnews.com, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is in the Philippines. His mission is to promote the Trump administration's intention to boost military ties. As BBC correspondent Shamai Khalil reports.
He reiterated the U.S.'s commitment to supporting its allies in the region, the Philippines and Japan. He spoke about additional advanced military capabilities. He spoke about more logistical support. He spoke about deterrence before, saying that it was crucial around the world, but crucial in this region, given the worries and concerns about China, given how tense it's been, for example, with these ongoing confrontations in the South China Sea between Philippine and Chinese vessels, given the proximity of Japan or the Philippines to Taiwan.
An inflation gauge closely watched by the Federal Reserve remained high last month. The Commerce Department showed consumer prices increased 2.5% in February from a year earlier. That matches January's annual pace. This is SRN News. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin dismayed that parents are not notified if their child asks to use a different name and gender pronoun at school. He spoke with the Salem Radio Network.
When I first came in, I signed an executive order that reinforced the fact that parents have a fundamental right to make decisions for their children's upbringing, their education, and their care. Parents have the seat at the head of the table. Yes, there are others at the table, quality teachers and other advisors. But parents must have full dominion over what happens in their children's lives. And it is wrong for a school system, wrong for a teacher, wrong for a principal, wrong for a counselor to take any role other than one that is approved by a parent.
Last month, the Federal Appeals Court dismissed a lawsuit by the parents of a Massachusetts middle school student who self-identified as another gender without their knowledge. This is SRN News. The U.S. government is on a global egg hunt.
It's seeking exports from countries in Europe and elsewhere to ease a severe shortage that caused egg prices at the grocery store to hit record highs. European industry groups say Denmark and Germany, Italy and Poland are among nations the Department of Agriculture has approached. One obstacle, though, is differing health standards between eggs sold in Europe and those offered in the U.S. Fresh eggs must be sanitized before reaching American consumers, not so in the European Union. Rich Thomason, Washington.
After a year-long search, the Sundance Film Festival announced its new home will be Boulder, Colorado, keeping Sundance in the mountains, but moving it out of Park City, the Utah ski town that for decades had provided the premier independent film gathering its very picturesque snowy backdrop. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.